Well, if you're desperate for a new series to binge on or heading down to the cinema for a date night, Gail Edmonds is the person to tell you what her top picks are for this week and what you can be watching on both the big screen as well as the small screen. Gail, a very good morning to you and welcome to a Sunday morning again.
Hi, Zane. Yes, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. So we've got a fantastic series or movie that we're going to be watching, a Netflix movie that we're going to be watching. And it includes the cast of Samuel L. Jackson, Bruce Willis, James McAvoy, and Spencer Tweed Clark, as well as Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yes, well, actually, this is a movie. It's not very Easter-themed, I have to say, but I did see that it was coming to Netflix last night, and I couldn't resist because I missed it. It's a M. Night Shyamalan movie. His name I can't say, but I've always liked his film since 1999, which is how old The Sixth Sense is. And this one came out in 2019, but I missed it on the big screen. And it's now on Netflix, which for anyone else that has the same problem. And it's actually the final part of a trilogy. So in 2017,
yeah. Split.
Yes, no, no. 2000, he made Unbreakable, yeah, sorry, that's right, yeah. Which was the original one with Samuel L. Jackson and Bruce Willis. And then 2016, he made Split, with James McAvoy and Anya Taylor-Joy. And so this is the third part of that series. So I was intrigued to see it because I somehow missed it when it came on the big screen, which does happen. And so basically it's sort of 20 years later and Bruce Willis's character is still, what's his name, David Dunn, is still sort of doing good in the neighborhood, but he's called the overseer and he's sort of spotted here and there. And the character from Split, who's James McAvoy, he's absolutely superb as Kevin Crumb. James McAvoy, he's got 24 personalities, as those who've seen Split will know. And he does such a great job of sort of flowing between them. And Samuel L. Jackson, they all end up ultimately in the same hospital, being treated by the same doctor who believes they're all delusional about being comic sort of superheroes. And it's the conclusion of that story. And I don't want to give too much away, but I have to say that it's about 2 hours, 2 hours, 10 minutes or so. And I found it quite gripping. And I, you know, he sort of went through a bit of a patch where I didn't watch his movies after Signs. But I think this trilogy sort of made over 20 years is interesting, and the way he kept the thread. And so I think that if you are a fan and you did miss it and you're looking for something a little less sickly sweet today to counteract all the chocolate, then perhaps this is the answer.
Anything else?
Sort of has nice.
Anything else that's actually, no problem. Anything else that's worth watching over the weekend? Because I think we've got another extra day of holiday tomorrow. So, you know, a number of people are saying, please, Gail, tell me what to do.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing at the moment, which is also retro. I've been watching Billions, which I know came out years ago, but I had never seen it. And you can now watch the whole thing on Paramount. There's also a quite interesting, there's a new show on Netflix as well. Oh, no, it's not. I think it might be on Paramount. Or is it Netflix? It's A Gentleman in Moscow, which is based on an excellent book. And it's got Ewan McGregor in it. And it's getting rave reviews. So that's my next thing. That's for my extra day of holiday, if anyone's looking for something like that. It's set after the Russian Revolution. There's also still, I guess there's also the Guy Ritchie still, The Gentleman, which I haven't got to, which has been on a couple of weeks. So there's quite a lot of nice stuff if you do want to binge. But I do have to say, if anyone hasn't watched Billions like I hadn't, which is about the sort of face-off between the New York U.S. attorney and the sort of fund manager played by Damian Lewis, then and Paul Giamatti, of course, recently been up for an Oscar, and this is another of his brilliant performances. So if anyone's looking, it's gotten 7 seasons, I've just discovered, so that's a long time of my holiday down the toilet. But yes, so yeah, those are a few of the things. I don't know what everyone else is watching. What have you been watching?
I actually went to have a relook at something that I love, and a movie story about empowering women and especially empowering black women, which was Hidden Figures, which was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I think it was a brilliant film. The acting, everything else, the messaging in it when Kevin Costner goes down and swipes down that board that says coloreds only. It's really a powerful movie. And the more you watch it, the more of these different kind of facets of stories tend to appeal to you when you watch the movie. So Hidden Figures is what I was catching up on. Gail, thank you so much for your time. It's Gail Edmonds. And if you're in for a binge watching or heading towards the cinema, Gail gives you that information every Sunday morning at about 25 past nine.
I have no question. There are 24 identities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
Por favor, senora.
We almost got you, bro.
That live in that body with you.
The beast is coming any minute now for you guys.
But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true.
My bones break easily. I've had 94 breaks in my life.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
No way.
And yet, some of us still don't die with bullets.